It interests me how the nature of the work that our Los Alamos colleagues did was tuned to their personalities. Edward Teller, a buoyant, breezy, Carson Mark, very much aware of what was going on, and very practical minded, with a good sense in assessing how things were. Stan Ulam, imaginative, always looking for something clever or some central principle that he could use, and mathematically minded. I can't recall that we had any special guidance at this time on our problems by the men who were later to be so important in getting a test of people in the test division. I don't know why I can't even now remember their names. And I can't remember Bradbury getting into the technical side very much. Marshall Holloway had so much to do with tests that he was always a good person to talk with. And L. Graves. Louis Rosen, I remember, is a dynamic personality, but I can't recall any interaction with him on the problem of the super, although later on I did very much appreciate contact with him on his efforts to build what he called a meson factory at Los Alamos to experiment with this particle that had been only available before in the cosmic rays and in a few nuclear experiments. And it was Harold Agnew. I think he had taken part later on in some of the H-bomb testing work.